Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news. We're going to see an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 82 degrees. Parts of Illinois Democrats' $36 billion budget have now been approved in the General Assembly, but that doesn't mean they're going to the governor, at least not yet. Amanda Vinicky explains.
Think back to civics class. You know the drill. In order for a bill to become a law, it first has to pass the legislature and then be signed by the executive branch. The first part's getting done by Democrats who control Illinois' General Assembly. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's office has lampooned their spending plan. It's expected he may reject all or parts of it. It has Republican senators like Matt Murphy of Palatine thinking that Democrats are going to wait before sending it to him.
If you pass a budget and you don't give it to the governor, it's like the tree falling in the forest. You didn't really do it.
What Murphy's getting at is a potential pressure point Democrats could put on the governor. They get 30 days to send budget bills to Rauner, which is right when that spending plan should take effect. A veto from Rauner then could send the programs and agencies that depend on state money into a tailspin. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Centralia's Murray Developmental Center is not on a closure list, but the Illinois Department of Human Services says the facility could still see some changes. In a written statement, DHS Secretary-designate Jim Demas says there are no facility closures planned for Governor Bruce Rauner's FY 2016 budget. But he says the department needs to look to balance services in a fiscally responsible manner. Murray Parents Association President Rita Winkler says so far the changes have been positive, including hiring more staff.
Some of the key positions they haven't filled in the past 2 years, they've already put into the state for those positions to be filled, and they're gradually and slowly hiring people now. They've been doing that for the last about 3 months. And, you know, we've been told from various people, once we get our staffing back up and get to where we should be, then, of course, they could look at having more residents, you know, come to Murray.
Winkler says Murray can house 300 residents. She says there are 220 people there now. Winkler says the people involved with Murray Center are resilient and they think things will work out, even if the facility sees budget cuts. A Jackson County grand jury has returned a 3-count indictment against a Carbondale man involving a shooting incident earlier this month. The Jackson County State's Attorney's Office says 21-year-old Quentin Bailey faces 3 separate counts of first-degree murder, robbery, and armed robbery. Bailey was initially charged with aggravated battery with a firearm and aggravated discharge of a firearm in relation to the shooting that happened at a hotel parking lot on May 10th near Reed Station Road. The victim of that shooting, Broderick Miller of Marion, died following the initial charges. We're going to see an increasing chance for showers and storms today, high 82. I'm Jennifer Fuller.